you were talking, you brought up the Bandera bow.
Yeah.
Mine is lock-ins.
Lock-ins.
I don't know if you remember those. Oh, my God. This was like in middle school. This would be like circa like 87, 88.
Yeah.
Like we would, this was before Peter Piper's. There used to be a pizza place on the south side called Pistol Pete's.
Welcome everyone to the first episode of the Back in the Day podcast, where myself and some of my lovely co-hosts here today are going to introduce ourselves and talk a little bit about the different times we had growing up. We are all Texas born and raised, represent, and so we are going to just touch on the growing up in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. A lot of you can relate, so we got a couple of Gen Xers and a couple of millennials, myself included. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Let's go around table. Everyone introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Bubbles.
Okay.
Born in Galveston, raised in San Antonio.
Right on. Across from me.
Hi, I'm PT, born and raised in San Antonio, South Side, Dirty South.
Oh boy. Everyone now knows exactly where this podcast is going.
Yeah. It was stinky.
All right. Over here.
Hello, I'm C. I'm originally from the Valley, but I've been in San Antonio pretty much half of my life. So.
All right. So those who don't know, the Valley is like down south Texas.
Yeah, not the California Valley, but the Texas Valley.
There you go. And myself, I am D. So Bubbles and I... maybe grammatically correct, are siblings. So we kind of, you know, both born in Galveston, myself as well. And yeah, pretty much though lived our whole lives in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So PT is the only Gen Xer we have here in our midst, and the rest of us are millennials. So this is going to be, yeah, interesting kind of, yeah, we got,
but I
it's three against one.
I want to clarify, I'm not a crybaby millennial.
You're not one of the snowflake ones.
Yeah, Bubbles has more of like
I work.
Gen X.
I work and I have kids.
Wow.
Oh, is that a thing now? Is that millennials don't have kids.
Yeah. Work.
I can fix that wagon.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to kind of briefly touch into like just some of our favorite moments or memories growing up, you know, here in Texas in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. So just if you want to pick one moment you can think of, and we can just kind of bounce some ideas off from there. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be able to relate to this because, I mean, growing up in Texas is one thing, but a lot of this would carry over to pretty much any area in the U.S. during that time frame. So. Go ahead, Bubbles. Let's hear it.
So one moment that I can distinctly still remember is leaving Texas City. And I think maybe we were like, I was four and I think you were like two.
You remember that?
I remember. You know what I remember is the refinery in the distance at night. And the refinery and the fire, like I can still see it, like if picturing it.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I remember it.
4 years old? Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, man, I can't remember.
I don't remember last week.
Hey, no, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, my memory is terrible. All right, make sure we don't know what he owes her money.
Come for you. No, but seriously, like, it's weird. Like, I still remember. I could still see it clearly.
So, like, a skyline?
Yeah.
And then the refinery.
The refineries burning. In the background.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, leaving Texas City.
So, Texas City is in relation to, like, what would you say for those listeners who don't know, like,
It's probably like New Braunfels.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not that long of a drive.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. In correlation to Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right.
Mm-hmm. Like 25 minutes, right? 20
yeah,
minutes.
It's not that long.
So I think like people that grew up in that area could probably, relate and remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't recall that obviously being so small. I mean, the only thing I've seen similar is obviously the refineries we would drive by. Like, so that actually triggers kind of a memory that I had when we would go down to the coast. We do our family trips and we would drive by the refineries,
right,
like going down towards Corpus, Porte, all of that. And I remember it would always be that kind of right before dawn timing. So it's like the sky's not quite lit, but you could still see all the refineries. And I always thought it looked like the one of the boss levels in Sonic the Hedgehog, like the way that it was industrial looking, you know? Yeah. And so as a kid, like I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like a Sonic level, like nerd. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's weird because even, you know, I remember asking mom because we were right there by the Texas water, the coast, and she never took us to the beach. And I asked her why, and she said because it was like dirty and because the refinery was there.
Yeah.
And the oil spills and the back then and stuff like that. So she didn't want us to play with the three-eyed fishes and stuff like that. Yeah. Get radioactive. Like, I think of like the Simpsons. Right. I think of like the Simpsons, you know, like.
That's right. They hit the little three-eyed fish. That's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, but people still say that even now about Galveston. Yeah. And like, I mean, that the beach, it's not the same as like the other.
Yeah, like compared to Port A, South Padre,
it's Corpus. It's different. I'll say Galveston is a different vibe and feel than Port A.
Yeah, totally.
Because y'all like going out there.
Thousands of people didn't die in a hurricane over there like they did in Galveston. Yeah. So it gives it a different feeling. It's a
way to get heavy in this podcast. Oh my gosh. No. Tell it. Share more, please. No, no, that's cool. I mean, yeah, I dig it. That just made me think about all of those coast trips too now. So it's awesome. Mm.
The only refinery I thought of was the one in George West on the way to and from the valley.
That's another big
one.
That's the only one I thought of.
Yeah. But it's weird. I don't know. It's just weird. It's always been like, I don't know, just clear in my mind. It's so weird.
That is weird.
That is weird.
That's a weird
that I can remember.
Out of all the memories, I'm like, think of something that in your past, and that's the one you remember.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So I'll jump in. So like I know, and this was because I'm trying to think of like memories during, you know, as like a child versus a teenager. So for me, like a teenager, and Bubbles can relate because we did this a lot together, was the midnight bowling. Here in San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay, so in San Antonio, there's a place, if any of you are watching this on like YouTube or in a space where you can comment, like definitely comment down below if you can relate. But Bandera Bowl was one of the bowling alleys here. And every Friday night, it wasn't every Friday night, was it?
It was almost every
Friday night. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was like biweekly or monthly or every week, but every Friday night there would be midnight bowling, and it would run from like what, like 9, somewhere around there, 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Like, yeah, either 9 or 10.
Yeah. So you basically signed up for a wait list and you paid your $13 or whatever it was. And basically you would be able to bowl unlimited bowling for you and your friends in your lane. And I think it was up to 6 people or what per lane. And they had black lights, and this isn't anything new now, but at that time, this was like, when it first came out, this was like the new cool thing to do. And you would just bowl. They'd have a DJ there and the DJ would take requests. You'd be blasting music.
But I remember that. Yeah, you're right. Like, because at the time they also had what was connected to them was Funplex, right?
Right.
They had like a little like gaming area.
Yeah. So it was, think of like a little miniature arcade off to the side of the bowling alley. And it's still there.
Which is now a Planet Fitness.
Now it's a Planet Fitness. But at the time, they had this whole like side area. And I mean, they had live bands playing.
Old school Main Event or something?
Not even that. Because it was, I don't even know how to describe it.
Was it like in 2000?
It was like a,
this is like 99.
Main Event.
99?
It was small.
Right?
Yeah.
99, 2000, somewhere around there.
When y'all say arcade, I think about arcades in my day.
Right, which we'll talk about next. Like,
those are the best.
Yeah. No, this was cool because it did have arcade games. There was pool tables. They actually had a little section with like pool tables in it, like a pool hall kind of area. And then live bands started playing there.
What?
My band played there a few times, which was hilarious, in high school. It was such a blast, though, because, I mean, this was like 90s, 2000, late 90s to early 2000s. So, of course, the music, we're talking like 504 Boys.
Yeah.
And like just, you know, all the cool music that was out at that time, they'd play it all. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember like they would have like, when you would bowl, they would have one glow-in-the-dark pin, and if you hit it, like, or if you got a strike, you get, like, a free game or something like that, right?
Yeah, but it had to be, I think, on the head pin.
Oh.
Like, it would be randomly, like, it would just get put in different spots, but when it was on the head pin, I think if you got a strike, then it would, count towards, get a like, free a freebie game. Or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it was badass.
Because, yeah, I remember going there a few times.
Yeah. So I know, like, for us, our little ritual, me and my boys, what we would do is we would get dropped off, go to CeCe's Pizza. Y'all remember CeCe's Pizza? It was like $2.99 all you can eat CeCe's like buffet or whatever. Yeah. We would get custom pizzas made, and we would have pizza eating contests, just me and the boys. And of course, we'd put them down, and we'd keep all our crust like a little boneyard off to the side.
you could get custom pizzas?
Yeah, you could order. You could just them, yeah. You just tell them, like, hey, I want a chocolate and marshmallow pizza, or I want a pepperoni.
Yeah, gross.
Wow, I thought this was a no judging zone. I guess not.
Shoot. Pepperoni, extra sauce.
You know, who else wants it? You know what? I'm done talking. Next.
We're looking for a host.
Yeah. So yeah, you would just put in a request. You'd have to wait for it.
They even
it,
do that now.
I think
even exactly. at Peter Piper's, you can go and request one during the buffet.
Is there still a CeCe's?
Yeah, there's a there's one right here on
right here by y'all.
1604 Culebra.
Yeah. I stopped
from the Walmart.
Yeah. Once like I stopped going to the bowling alley as much, I didn't really go to CeCe's anymore.
Still good.
It's still good. All right. So what's up?
It's pretty good.
Dang.
The kids like the macaroni cheese pizza.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Well,
I remember how I felt when y'all judged me, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Didn't they order a burger?
Oh,
didn't they order a burger one time?
Yeah, one of the kids ordered a mac and cheese burger.
Princess?
But I don't think. Yeah, Diva. I don't think it was that good.
No, she didn't like it.
Yeah. I wouldn't like it either. That's weird. It's too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors competing. How about you? Growing up, a cool memory.
I want to say maybe around like 4th of July. I can't remember if it was the 4th of July or like New Year's, but you know, since it was like, I grew up in a big family, I had a lot of cousins. We would all get together, pop fireworks, and we'd make like huge bonfires and, you know, that's pretty cool.
So kind of paint a picture when you say big family, like cousins and all that. What are we talking about?
In my family, it was me and my sister. I had three cousins down the street, two other cousins that lived in a town nearby, three other cousins that actually lived in San Antonio. So I grew up on my mom's side. So my mom's 1 out of 10. So I have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have 7 uncles and 2 aunts. So it was pretty cool. We were out in the country, so that's why we had, you know, bonfires and stuff. But
it's that traditional Hispanic family, huge family with lots of siblings.
Yeah.
And then all the cousins. So what would you say the age range was for you and your cousins? Like, was there a big spread, or were you all pretty close in age?
Pretty close in age, I think. I think the oldest, I don't know, was probably like maybe 5 years older than me.
Okay,
maybe.
So that's not too
five
far.
Or six, yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, so kind of chiming off of that, so Bubbles and I were the only kids in our family growing up, which is so different from you and your experiences and PT and his experiences. So, and we'll come back to that and your family sides and all of that too. But yeah, I remember like, so it was just Bubbles and I, the only grandkids. The only nieces and nephew, or niece and nephew, no cousins. I mean, we had second cousins on other sides of the family, but nothing direct. So we were pretty much like just us.
Yeah.
It was different for sure.
Yeah. And let me add, I'm the oldest, so I was the first and the favorite.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Next episode, we'll bring a doctor in who can, you know, work out my issues, I guess.
Right.
All right, and PT, how about you? Family size? Well, since
you're let's talk about the memory first. You brought up the Bandera bow.
Yeah.
Mine is lock-ins.
Lock-ins.
I don't know if you remember those.
Oh my God.
This was like in middle school. This would be like circa like 87, 88.
Yeah.
Like we would this was before Peter Piper's. There used to be a pizza place on the south side called Pistol Pete's Pizza.
Was it the only one? Like one location?
I don't know. I mean, okay, back then I never left the south side. I was in the south side.
Because I don't remember.
Until I learned how to take the bus to the north side.
It might have been because I don't remember ever hearing about a Pistol Pete's in our area.
Yeah, I think there might have been one or two, but I know it was on Military by the Grizz, that little shopping center. So you'd get dropped off like at 9:30, 10. It would start at 10.
Yeah.
Lock in, you would pay like $5.
So walk people through who maybe like Zoomers or others listening who had never been. What is a lock in?
So you would get dropped off at the pizza place. There's a big pizza place and they had like.
And this is just anybody.
Anybody. you could be a teenager, and we're in middle school, so yeah, like early teens, like 12, 13, so you get dropped off, you'd go in, and it's, you were locked in there. They wouldn't let you out or in. Once you were in, you were stuck there until the morning. So it's basically from like 10 in the morning, I mean 10 at night to like, I want to say like six in the morning.
I know it was really early.
Yeah, it was early in the morning, so they locked you in. Like,
what's the age range?
It's just teenagers. Like, you have to be like, they wouldn't let anybody over. Yeah, just like minors. Like, no one over 18 was allowed.
Right.
And you know, there was,
and they had chaperones, right?
Yeah, there was. I mean, there was a lot of security guards like outside. There was a lot of people working, and a lot of times there were parents there.
This was also a different. I mean, this is the late 80s, early. This is a different.
Yeah, era. Yeah. This is before, I mean, like,
before phones and like before pagers and all that.
All that. So yeah, you get dropped off, pay. They'd have like a buffet style, even though they didn't have buffet at the time, but they have it, and then they have like arcades and had a DJ.
Hell yeah.
So all you do is just hang out and dance, and you know.
Yeah, because they had you had all the machines. They'd have music playing, and then. Also, like food and all that.
They had
like
food, it included, drinks, like, and include everything. You just paid. I want to say it was $5 to $10. I don't remember. Man, it's so long ago, dude.
That's so. Cool.
But yeah, they play like DJ. So think about it, like all the '80s music, all the freestyle. Like I grew up when freestyle blew up.
Yes.
So like we would just be there dancing with our pants rolled up. And
you're my diamond girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Or spring love, come back to me. Yeah, I remember getting heartbroken that song. Yeah. So all that stuff, Bon Jovi, you know, never say goodbye. All the good shit, dude. Now like music sucks now, but yeah. So that was like my like growing up like fond memory of like the lock in.
Dude,
was, like,
we never got allowed to do lock ins.
The only lock in that I did was the one at church.
It was church.
That's what I was going to say. They had like church lock ins. There was always like school lock ins. Yeah, but yeah, never,
no, this
like,
wasn't no church, man. You'd find a dark corner and you like making out. Yeah, it was crazy. This crazy stuff went on there. Yeah, we won't even talk about that. But yeah.
No. Let's talk about it.
No, I mean, it was just crazy. Like everybody would just like dance and hang out and like, you know, you had a boyfriend girl, you just be holding hands, you know, like the whole time, you know. And I mean, there was chaperones, so they come. I mean, there was a few times where like people got kicked out from like doing stuff in the corner.
Of course, like, man. Like kids are gonna be kids. Yeah, but I think it does remind me, and this is, I'm sure, the same there as it was for like even the church lock-ins or the other things where you have. It's almost like the different districts co-mingle.
All the different.
So you're like. It's different. Like, and you know this, when you, anybody who's gone through middle school or high school, it's like the way it is in your own bubble.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who you are. Mm-hmm. They know what clique you're in or not or whatever. But when you go out in all these other schools, like you could almost like lie, pretend like you're something you're not or whatever. And like the other kids aren't going to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I remember getting a girl's number one time at a church. Like it wasn't a lock-in, but it was some like church field trip thing. And I thought like she was, you know, she was cute. And then I got her phone number and I tried calling her and her dad was just not having it at all. And I was just like, but that was it. This was no internet. None of that. Like, it was just like, I was blocked. Nothing I could do. Like, well, that's a bust.
Back then you would like, that's how it is. Like kids these days won't understand. Like we didn't have phones. Like you'd have to walk up to a girl and be like, hey, how you doing? Can, you know, talk to her. Can I have your number?
Yeah.
You'd have to like find a pin somewhere, write it down, you know, and then call them. And then
and it'd be time, a house phone.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like talking to number, siblings.
Yeah.
Or
yeah
like,
and then one time my buddy got a number. It was the number to the time. Remember back then they used to have the number to call time.
Yeah.
You'd call that number and
it would just tell you
2 days time is blah, blah, blah. And it would tell you the temperature. Yeah, bro. It was like 226 or 266 something. Hilarious. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. You'd have to write. Like, yeah, it's not like now where you get a phone and
dude. And back then, like phones, house phones, right? Like you had multiple phones for the same line, and you'd be talking to your whoever friend, boyfriend, girlfriend.
And somebody else was listening.
Somebody would pick up. Picks up the phone. You hear that little click?
Yeah.
You hear that little? What? What was? Is someone on? Who's listening? Hey, everyone shut up. Don't say anything. It'd be like a three-way call. Everyone shut up real quick. Go and check. Like, who's listening
in? My mom used to do that. Hey, guys, it's not gonna be your ass. She would get on, like, or my dad would get on. I'm like, my mom's gonna suck up. I'm gonna take the charger. And we're like, Dad, hang up. We'd be, it was so embarrassing. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Good old days for sure.
Because I got my own phone line too in my room.
Oh yeah, we did.
Wow.
Did that didn't last for very long, did it?
It did.
They would just take it when you.
Yeah,
when
they would just like take it, your phone. Unplug it or whatever.
Yeah, we were too poor. We could barely afford one line.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. So we were poor, so we only had one phone, dude. So we were lucky. But that's the one with the big long ass cord. that thing.
That super long one.
Yeah, super ass cord from the headset to the bass.
And it's funny because when I had my own phone line, I remember like we would be like on a three-way call with my friends. Mm-hmm. And then my friend would be like, call this guy because I really like him and see what he thinks of me.
But yeah, ask him questions about me. Yeah,
yeah, ask him questions. That. But yeah, she would be on the other line too, like being quiet, just listening or whatever.
It's all fun and games until they say something bad. Like, we used to do that. Like,
dude, that kind of stuff will get your heart broken too.
Yeah, though. Right.
No, he's ugly.
Yeah. F that person, that guy.
Yeah.
She's okay, I guess. You know,
he didn't even wear Levi's.
She's okay. I mean, if you're into dudes.
Wow.
But yeah, I remember stuff like that. It was, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they'll never know that. The kids these days, like the phone, like the three-way, oh man.
Were you allowed on the phone or like was there a cutoff time for your like house
phone?
No,
I was allowed on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I guess when they got tired of me being on it, they would just tell me.
Wow, I remember that talking on night, falling asleep. Remember that when you talked to a girl?
On the phone.
Okay, I love you, but just stay on the phone with me, okay? Phone. Yeah. And then you wake up in the fucking morning, dude, and they're still there.
Yeah. Or it's cordless and it died on you.
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh no, are they pissed? Like they thought I hung up on them.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
Or my mom would come in and get you nice. She would hang up the phone. Mom, what are you doing? That was a struggle. Now they got cell phones. You can.
It's actually kind of dangerous, I think, if I had kids, right?
Oh, like, yeah, it is, man.
Because
it's open world.
And it's there's no way to disconnect from
it. Exactly. Yeah.
You can't just like
right.
walk away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but people
yeah,
won't.
I mean, it's yeah.
like it's a never ending.
It's a blessing and a curse all at the same time.
Right.
You know, it's just like it's a you can give them a phone because you can track where they're at.
Right.
Yeah. But then you give them a phone and it's like you're giving them a door to the world because it can swing open anytime
and
by anyone.
And it's a two way. Yes. Double swinging door.
Yeah, it'll swing and open. They can.
People have access to your kids too.
Yeah, like, your kids have access to the world. Something we never had,
dude. No,
I mean,
even we had pagers, and even then, like you could just ignore like a page. You didn't have to respond. There was no like mark as read or any of this crap.
Yeah.
Like, you just. I remember texting 911. Like, if it was, call me, and then got to find a payphone and have change
be,
on
like,
you.
Codes and stuff.
Yeah, I miss you. I love you. Remember that? Love you and all that. Yeah.
Well, I never.
Or
had
you
a
would
pager.
Do boob. Remember
you didn't have
do
a pager.
Boob?
Remember straight to cell phone.
Yeah, I guess that was before my time.
No way. What your
I didn't
our
have
time?
A pager.
So the pager. I guess maybe your age. That's right, because you're the youngest
one
here.
Yeah, I was like you're 3 years older.
That's true. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So what? How old are you?
35.
Okay. Oh yeah, y'all are young, man. I'm
so there's a difference. But because the pager thing was only for a short, maybe a year or two before it just went straight to cell phone. Because it was kind of like families were getting one cell phone per family.
Because they're so
they
expensive.
Would just, oh, you're going to the movies? Were. Take the phone with you.
Remember PrimeCo? That was like one of the cheap ones. PrimeCo. That was my first cell phone. No, I paid like $750 bucks for it. PrimeCo.
$750 back then, dude.
Yeah.
I think we had Singular.
Singular. Yeah. That was back then it was Southwestern Bell and Singular.
Southwestern, right.
And then Southwestern Bell became AT&T. It used to be.
And then they bought out Singular too.
Yeah, and then they bought out Singular. Yeah, they
Singular is the one with like the orange X,
yeah, the little orange, like little bubble things. Yeah, man, that's old school, man. Southwestern Bell.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard that from
the Motorola
flip phone. I'm so surprised you never had a pager, though. That was like the next best thing to...
To not having a phone.
Right.
I had the cranberry one.
We did. We had our own pagers.
Really?
I had a pager and dad had a pager.
I don't think I had a pager. I don't remember having a pager.
I remember having
mom's old phone, the big ass bulky.
You remember?
Yeah. Dude, Motorola brick.
Dude, look. Yeah. You remember
being four?
Yeah.
You remember the refinery?
Looking at having a fire off in the distance, but you don't remember having a pager?
Look at the light. Look at the fire, pretty mom. Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't remember having a pager. Maybe.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Everybody had pagers. I remember that, man. I got the Motorola cranberry one when they came out in different colors.
Yeah. I just remember it was like a cool pager was one that had a backlight, LED like backlight. It wasn't even LED. It was probably just like whatever.
Yeah.
But
because they were all like most of them were Motorola. I mean, they had the long black ones and then they came out the little smaller ones.
Right. You clip on your
different
belt.
Colors. Yeah. They had different colors. I remember that. I had a cranberry one. Damn. And then the alphanumeric ones came out. With you give them their number, they call, leave a message, a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Then it'd come out on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
So how old were you when you had your first cell phone?
I don't know. I think I was like maybe a junior in high school.
Okay, so like 16, 17. Wow. Somewhere in there. I think that was about, that was pretty common. Like
yeah,
for,
I think I was 16.
I think I was 16 when I had my first phone. Mm-hmm. And wow. It was an old school Nokia block.
Oh, you had, yeah. I got mom's big, bulky brick Motorola.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. So I pretended
dude, that
like
thing
it
was
didn't
huge.
Work, and I told mom and dad, and they got me like a Nokia.
Wow, we need to. I'm gonna send a copy of this to dad. Like he needs to know.
Sorry, dad.
Damn, got bamboozled, swindled. Dang.
No, well, I also didn't need one because of my sister. You know, so my sister had one first, and then because we were usually together.
That's true.
And then once she went to college, and I was by myself, then they had no choice but to get me one.
Then you needed one.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't get a cell phone until in like '99. I was like 24. That's when they came out. It was like 99, mm-hmm. 2000, like when they were affordable, like that's, 98, 99.
Yeah, actually attainable. Not the big block ones.
Yeah, yeah,
the
smaller ones, like the little Nokia ones. Yeah, because I had the Motorola brick phone. My dad had a phone in a bag because of his job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a big, my dad used to drive a wrecker. But yeah, he had the big bag phone for like, yeah, I remember it like rang one time we were driving. He's like, trying to answer. I was like, what? I didn't even know it was a phone. Then he like, you know, hey, you see this thing right here? You don't ever touch it, Mijo. You hear me? If it rings, you let it ring. And he'd bring it home and we were never allowed to mess with it.
Yeah, because yeah. They were so expensive.
Yeah,
and
they were like big and bulky. It was like a big old bag.
I remember, I think our aunt was the first one who had one, like a car phone. And that's how I blew my mind,
cars,
you know,
yeah.
Like, what's it connected? Like, what is there like, yeah. You know, like your mind works in a way of like, what, how does where's the cable that like a phone line, where's it, you know, not realizing like with the signals and
I realizing it was Tesla
wireless.
Technology.
Yeah.
Stolen Tesla technology.
So this is one thing that I think is coming back, but it obviously, this is like a very 90s 2000 thing was. The baggy wide JNCO type jeans. Are horrible. They coming back? Are they? I feel like I'm seeing more baggy.
I think so. I've seen like
kids,
online.
I see young kids wearing that. Right? Like, it's weird. All those styles you see. I'm
right.
Waiting for the parachute pants
or
to
like
come back.
Or like the high waisted, like that the girls wear now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes your ass look like it's like it starts in your mid back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was a trend. What in the 60s or 70s? Like it,
the
that's
bottoms, yeah, that was
back.
The 60s, yeah, like around there, yeah.
No, but the high waist,
the high waist, yeah, yeah, I think that's how they were.
That's how they originally were. I think that's how jeans were.
That's
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I think this is how jeans were. And then they came out with like mid rise and low rise,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, that was like
and
90s.
That was a thing
yeah.
For a while.
What?
Yeah.
I remember I had like the low rise.
Yeah,
low
rise, like the low,
man. Inseam. What
like
size
barely
inseam is it?
Like a, right before the butt crack
bro,
starts.
It's a 3-inch inseam.
They were low.
The pocket's like this jean.
Yeah. All I remember is Rocky Mountain jeans. The girls, the kicker chicks. Ooh.
Oh,
ran their butts drive me nuts. Man, I used to love cowgirls. Dude. They used to wear the Rocky Mountains with no pockets.
It'd just be all nice. Smooth.
Just, woo!
This guy.
I don't know what Rocky Mountains are. I wore Levi's.
I don't know. Well, I mean, back when I was
well,
in high school.
Okay, here's a name drop for you back in the day. Massimo. Or Massimo.
Oh, Target?
No, that was
Target
like,
now,
oh,
yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's in Target now.
Dang, it's
yeah,
still
I mean,
around.
Back,
I just assumed that was
yeah,
like a dead
like,
brand.
Man, that's like a brand.
That was
yeah.
One that was like, I mean,
it was popular like when you guys were growing up. My art, when I was growing up, like teenager, it was like Levi's 501s,
sure.
Jabos.
Okay.
And Jabos. We used to wear red wings, the boots.
Yep.
We used to dye them black. Yeah. And then we take the Dooney and Berg little thing and put them on our boot.
The little medallion.
The little
thing
from the
middle
part. Yeah, from
the
purse.
Duck.
Yeah. And yeah. Then Mickey Mouse watches, like all the gangsters would wear the. Yeah,
I had a
crazy.
Mickey Mouse watch.
You were a gangster like that?
I mean, sure.
I had one too.
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, I didn't. I just dang. Liked it.
Mine played music. Did yours play music?
Yeah, it did.
Y'all probably had the same damn watch.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mine had like a blue, like a blue little thing.
I didn't
wear
one,
mine was in blue.
Was it gold or silver tone?
Mine was gold.
I think it was gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's the iconic Mickey Mouse
watch. Yeah, a lot
watch.
Of people had that one. The one with the
gold tone
moving.
With the yeah dial.
Gold tone. Yeah, mine had
it's
a
like
brown
the first one. Yeah.
Brown strap.
Leather strap. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it was crazy. All the trends, like all the different.
Yeah, all the brands. Okay, so here's another one is, like, you obviously went to South Park Mall.
Yeah, South Park Mall. Okay. Yeah.
We frequented Ingram Park Mall. Mm-hmm. And this is funny because when we were kids, it was the logo was an I and a P together.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like the P and then the dot was the like the dot of the I in the corner of the P. So it was like Ingram Park Mall. And then they changed that obviously over the years. But I remember like stores in there that are no longer around were like you had your Gadzooks. You had your Spencer's.
Mm-hmm. Spencer's isn't there anymore?
Spencer's, I think, is still around, but Gadzooks, no. There was a music one.
Image Shots.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Dude, we need to find pictures of you.
Yeah, we do.
And post that.
Oh my God. I think I threw all of mine away.
Everybody used to have those.
Dude, it'd be a long-ass line of people, and they'd have the... All the cholas would have their powder white makeup on.
With the Sharpies.
Where they're like, it's like
before Sharpies.
Yeah. Four tones way too light of skin. Like the neckline, you can see.
Two different ones. Yeah, the neckline.
You know what? I don't know if I ever took any, but my friends gave me a lot. I had a lot of those.
Like an album.
Stay cool.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Just like an extra. Here you go.
Stay cool. Love, Susan.
So you had the lip liner.
Yeah.
The
pencil.
Pencil line.
The pencil lines and the eyebrows.
And then the little cockroach bangs.
Oh, yeah.
There's just the two little bangs.
They're
like antennas.
They were like
the
bun and all.
They put like,
gel. Hairspray, yeah.
Or hairspray, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
Them ghetto girls.
Yeah, dude. They were the best.
My one friend used to put like a whole bunch of gel and she would kind of put it back.
Yeah.
And then I would like to like press it, you know, like hear it crunch.
Wow.
And she would get so mad at me for doing it.
Dude. I mean, who wouldn't? That's hilarious.
That is funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Sam Goody. That was the
Sam
music
Goody.
Shop.
Yeah,
Sam Goody
yeah.
was
yeah.
the music shop.
Sound where you remember Sound Warehouse was around when you were? No.
No.
Dude, that wasn't my day. Sound Warehouse. Sound Warehouse. Montgomery Ward.
Remember Montgomery Ward?
I do
Ward.
Remember, yeah, Montgomery Ward.
Mervin's. Mervin's.
Wieners.
Yeah, Wieners.
Wieners. Oh, yeah. Dude, this is how you know we were poor growing up because those were stores we actually went to and shopped in. Like my mom and dad were like, yeah, trying to get a bargain on clothing or shoes or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to go buy like shoes from Journeys or
yeah you would go there to the,
you know
or the one that had the regular stuff
like Foot Locker and all that like
yeah
nah we didn't
Solo Serve
we weren't bougie like that
yeah nah. And then Wins back when I was a kid Wins was like a department store
mm-hmm. Oh was that Wynn
yes Wins. Yeah Wynn
I remember that too yeah. Okay
that was like oh that shut that down like in the school. 90s
dang
yeah it was the crazy stores.
Yeah,
like 7-Eleven back in the day when it
isn't
was.
Isn't there a hotel
the original,
like that in Vegas? Is it the
Wynn? Wynn, yeah, it's the Wynn.
Oh,
W-Y.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same spelling.
Same spelling, but completely different, yeah.
No, it's with a Y. The one in Vegas is with a Y.
Oh, the one you're talking
but
about.
The store was W-I.
Oh, I-N.
Yeah.
Oh,
I-N-N, yeah. Wynn is like the Wynn, W.
Handy Andy was another one.
Yeah, Handy
Store,
Andy.
Albertsons.
Yeah. Albertsons, all that. I worked at Albertsons.
I think there's still some sprinkled around. Like Albertsons and Kmart, I think are still.
Yeah, they're
in
up
the
north.
US.
They're up north. They're okay. in Dallas. Yeah, I think the closest
Albertsons
one.
Albertsons making a comeback because
yeah,
seen a
they're doing delivery.
Grocery trucks.
They do delivery here.
They do
that's
delivery.
Weird.
They have warehouses.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Well, it's because HEB took over, man. That
HEB.
That's
okay.
a crazy conspiracy too.
I think
how
there's
they did
a Kmart in the valley.
We should do that in an episode.
Yeah, we should.
Kmart down there. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that stuff was Poncho's, the restaurant off of Military.
Man, that was good.
Dude, Poncho's was legit.
Like you said, there's no more Kmarts.
No more Kmarts.
Yeah, the closest one is like Dallas, I think. Fort Worth.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
they had the burritos, the strawberry shortcakes. Oh, they're so good, dude.
At Kmart?
Where at?
At Kmart. Dude,
what?
They have food. You didn't have food when y'all were growing up?
We never got
Kmart?
Food there.
Dude, we always got food there, dude, just so we could shut the fuck up and let my mom shop. Really? They had like
nah,
a little
man.
Snack area.
We didn't
dude.
Get food. We just
yeah,
got beat.
Oh, damn. Yeah, we got beat too.
You mean you got beat?
I got beat. I was the one that always misbehaved.
They had burritos. They had strawberry shortcakes. They had hot dogs. It was so good.
That sounds good. Popcorn. Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a good old days.
Yeah. And that's like those to me, a lot of that is kind of high school years.
Yeah.
I think as far, well, for middle school would have been the like Wieners and. Montgomery Ward's, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Mervin's, all that.
Mervin's. I'm trying to think, like, what else?
Sears.
I mean, Sears is still around.
No, they're gone.
Sears
dude.
Is not around.
No, what? Sears is gone, they're dude. Not
there. Oh my god, dude, get out more.
Yeah, what? You stop right shopping there. On Amazon, fucking dude, millennial.
No, man, dude,
leave your house,
bro.
Don't be afraid, bro.
It. I can't help it.
The world's not really as scary as they say it is, bro.
You are a true it. Millennial.
Yeah, through and through. What work? That sounds pretty. That sounds like a shitty deal.
Yeah, work. What's that?
Well, some of us got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to keep the lights on. Turn off CNN. Walk
someone's
outside.
Someone's got to power this podcast.
But yeah. I remember Kmart. They had food in there. There's a lot of stuff that's not around back.
I mean, it's kind of sad when you think about it. Like all the stuff that didn't make it. Even the old school, like Blockbuster held out for a little while. Yeah. But I feel like the other one, Hollywood
Video.
Oh, yeah.
There was another one. There was another one. Yes. What was it called?
It was a mom and pop's one. They had like 4 or 5 here in town.
Video Central or no?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Bandera and Hebner. Was it Bandera and Hebner? That corner, it was a Peter Piper, and there was a video rental store on that corner.
Because I remember the ones on the south side, they had like 2, and Hollywood Video took them over and bought them out. I don't remember.
There was a third video rental place. Dang it. It's going to come to me as soon as we finish this podcast. I'm going to remember it. But I remember, I want to say it was like Video Central or Video Express or.
I think it was Video Central. Was it
Video Central?
Yeah, let me see.
I can't remember. But I remember that. And then even HEB at one point was renting games and videos too. Uh-huh. Because we would go with dad. We would go to the little rental. Like it was a small little section. Same thing with the libraries. They would have movie and game rentals and stuff like that too.
It says Video Central was in the HEBs. That's what it was called.
Video Central was in the HEBs. Yeah, like 91. Okay. But I'm thinking, okay, so there's that Video Central, but there was an actual store not inside of HEBs. It was like a standalone mom and pop video.
I know.
Rental. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I remember. I just don't.
It's like black and white, and it had the film as their little logo, like a cassette, VHS cassette or something was their logo.
But Video Central was the one that was in HEB as well.
Yeah. Dude, we would rent games and all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
you would get all like the different, like, because I was like into like skateboarding and like BMX bikes. So we would rent those videos, like the Bones Brigade back there in the 90s, like Tony Hawk,
right?
Tommy Guerrero, all that stuff.
Peak.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we used to rent those videos as skateboarding ones. So, anyway, you can get them.
Did you rent a lot of movies in the Valley? Because I would imagine y'all had Blockbuster down there.
Yeah, we have. Actually, we would go to Blockbuster. Yeah, we did have Hollywood Video. I don't know what else we had. But my uncle would take us to go rent movies. So we would rent them and all like watch them together and stuff.
You buy the popcorn there, remember that? And the candies?
Yeah, the bucket deal.
My parents are tight asses. We had to go like to La Fiesta, dude.
You get the dollar store dollar candies?
Yeah.
No. Well, that's where it was. Because I would always get dots every time I would go.
Oh,
my favorite.
Really? You like dots?
I do.
Dude, I know, right? What a weirdo.
I didn't eat dots that I got with her.
I feel like dots were the candy that you'd go trick-or-treating, and like 3 weeks after Halloween, there's all the shit left over, and there'd be dots.
Dots.
That's the only thing in the little boxes?
No-name suckers.
Yeah.
I liked the Mary Janes, but I know a lot of people didn't like the Mary Jane candies, so those would probably be leftovers.
I looked forward. That's what I looked like for first, like whenever I got like Halloween. Yeah,
man, I would have traded you for so many other candies. Oh, yeah. Give me your Twix. Give me your peanut butter, like all your PB candies.
What about apples? Did you give it? Dude, in our neighborhood, they would do popcorn bags, little bags of popcorn.
Yeah, so we'd get popcorn bags. That's peanuts. Lame.
It's one lady used to always do that, man. Then we used to go egg her house.
Poor lady.
Egged her house.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
fuck
gosh.
Your popcorn. Throw it.
Oh my God.
So we were thinking of this year, I'm going to give out candy for the kids. And then starting probably in this month, next month, I'm going to, every time I go to like, I don't know, anywhere where they sell the little small liquor bottles, and just buying a bunch of different ones and then having like trick or treats for the adults.
Shots. Or boss gives out shots every Halloween.
Yeah.
They make like 200 cool. shots, jello shots, and they give them out.
Yeah. So for the adults.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Going back to videos.
Dots. Oh no, yeah.
Going back to videos, I remember we would rent videos at the library.
Yep.
Oh,
remember
that?
This was even like we
you
were talking.
Still
when we
do
were
that
kids.
Now.
Yeah. But you're talking when we were little.
Yeah.
I remember. Though it's funny because there's only two like songs from a kids video I remember, And it was, there were two in the bed and the little one said, roll over. Yeah. That was like a super, that was one of them. Uh-huh. And the other was,
I think I've heard that song.
You have, trust me. It's not going to be stuck in your, we are part white. Are, there you go. Right. The other was,
I'm talking about them.
Fuck. What was it? Like,
John Jingle. Jacob,
yes.
Jingle.
Dude, you knew you're in my mind. Yes.
That's my name too.
I've heard that song too.
Whenever I go out, the people always shout, John Jacob Jingle Heimerschmidt.
Da, 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 da.
Was it like the same video?
Remember? Nope. I think it was like, it was some sort of like ghetto kids.
It was a kids.
Like, it was for kids, but it was like low budget.
Like a sing-along?
Yeah, like a low budget sing-along. Right?
I bet you anything is still at my parents' house. They keep everything. Bro. I'm pretty sure. We just get like,
we need to introduce
VHS
it to PT. We need to make PT watch it.
Oh,
we need to sit him down. We need to sit him down and tape his eyes open like in Clockwork Orange.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
No, man, we didn't have none of that white.
We're
going to
sear this into your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was always that library that we would go to, Memorial one. The one that is off of
Ingram?
No,
Callahan?
It's off of Calabra, right in front of Memorial High School.
Mm. Oh, by the park? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's the over by St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Like in that area.
Mm hmm.
Memorial High, yeah,
and
Memorial
I don't know High why mom would always take us to that one.
The one by the park? Or I'm thinking a different one.
I think.
Oh, yeah. There's one right in the corner across from a park.
No, this one's like right off of Culebra.
Yeah.
But this is like old Culebra inside 410.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah,
like
past 36.
By the west side?
Yeah, west. I think it might have had to do with her like coming or going from Beacon Hill because she was
in that area.
Like,
yeah.
Down there in the ghetto.
Yeah, they didn't even let us in the damn library.
Because we would go to that one.
We would steal the books.
Mm-hmm. We would go to the library by Grandma and Grandpa's.
You already flagged
off of Ingram,
you couldn't enter.
And then the one by our house. So
all the paranormal books, I would go in there and steal them.
Dude, yeah.
I would steal all those
books.
Okay,
you remember that, dude, we got to touch on that. Remember the, Are You Afraid of the Dark? That's the show on.
Scary stories
to
tell in the dark.
To tell in the dark.
Oh.
The books. It was volume 1, 2, and 3. And the pictures were always, the artwork was so fucking creepy.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would always get stolen from the libraries and from the schools.
And then they would sell them at the, did they have the book fairs at your school?
Fair.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the best,
dude.
You would turn your library to the book fair.
When
you get the paper.
It's like the paper that's like thin, like in a Bible. Like it's like, I'm like, where did they get paper? So
you couldn't
like
mark what
paper?
You wanted unless you were sure. Because if you would try to erase it, it would tear. Yeah. We would always tell my dad, he'd be like, okay, well, look. I'm going to give you $20. You get 10 each. And then me and my brother would always be like, what are we going to get? We would always like have to compromise. But yeah, that was a shit back in the day.
Hell yeah.
Well, see, I guess that kind of helped out with mom being a teacher because she would.
We'd get the hookup.
We would get the hookup.
Get the hookup, we'd get early access.
Damn.
So she'd be like, hey, there's a book fair in like a month.
And so she would bring like the flyer and we would look and see. And we would circle what we wanted.
Yeah, they always had the paranormal stuff in the back.
Yeah.
All the scary stuff,
scary
the last
stuff,
few pages.
Or the expensive stuff like the kits and the little
magic kits.
Yeah. All the fun stuff.
How to make your own creepy crawlies.
Yeah, they don't have those anymore. The last book fair I went to was when one of the kids was in elementary.
That was so much fun, though.
Yeah,
was
the last book fair.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's the last one. And that was like, I mean, he's 13 now. Mm-hmm. So like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That was the last. I don't even hear of him anymore. Or even when your little one was.
Because Lena went to one.
Yeah. They had it.
Yeah, because I remember it would be like a pop-up one, and they had like the cases.
Oh, yeah,
that
they would open them.
And they'd open them, and all the goodies would be there.
Yeah.
And the kids, they would
turn the whole library, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And then but it would be like by class. Like, okay,
yeah,
this
you
class,
go, yeah.
your window for book
first,
fair is this hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because now that when the kids are in, you could either go before school or after school.
Yeah.
So we would have to get off to pick them up. Like, can you pick me up? Okay, get off. And then we'd go to the book fair and.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I loved book fair.
And the prices are so fucking expensive now.
Could you imagine now how much would book fair? It'd be like,
dude, it was like 30, 40, 50 bucks. We dropped that one time because they won everything.
That
back
is
then, we'd get 10 bucks and we'd buy like 4 or 5 books.
Yeah.
You could get a lot with, 5, 10 bucks back then. Now, nothing, man.
Yeah, man. I remember getting dropped off at the mall with 10 bucks. Go to the dollar movies.
In the mall?
Yeah, South Park Mall. My dad would give us $10 each.
You do the movie.
We go to a movie for a dollar. We would
get your snacks.
Get a drink, and then we'd get back then, before the Hot Pockets even came out, like commercial, they were just commercial, like at the movies.
Right.
And then they became seltzer. And then you would get that. Oh, and then we watch the movie, like a couple of them. You pay for one, go see the other one too. And then we go to the arcade.
Yep.
Go to the pizza place and get like a slice of pizza and a drink.
Did all that for $10?
Yeah, it was $150 for a big slice of pizza and a large drink, $150. And then you had, what, like $4 or $5 sometimes for arcade?
Yeah, because back then, like an arcade game, like
quarter,
was never more than 50 cents.
Yeah, you could do a quarter, and if you want to play again, another quarter.
Yeah.
It was a shit back then. Yeah.
Bro, we would tear up at, okay, so our frequent spot for the arcade was Rocky J's off of Culebra.
Oh, yeah.
Man, pool hall and arcade. And like we would go in Marvel versus Capcom 2. That was like the game that everyone would just.
Everyone would play.
Yeah.
Dude, like kids would come over there and talk shit, and we'd talk shit back to them. And we'd just sit there for like an hour or two, just kicking each other's ass on Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Ours was like Pac-Man, Galaga, all those damn games, dude.
Man, I miss Rex. Rex was the owner of Rocky J's, and he was a cool dude because he was an older man, and like we would tell him about bands, you know, hey, can you get Soundgarden? And he'd be like, yeah, and he would upload different albums into the jukebox. Obviously, they had to be like, you know, not explicit tracks that he would play, but system. He would put all sorts of cool music in the jukebox. We would just ask him, hey, can you put this album in here?
Defender, Donkey Kong, dude, all those
Centipede. All the old school, dude, that is way
Frogger,
old school. Yeah.
It's like in the 80s, 1942. That was like the plane
that,
would shoot.
Dude, that was all.
I love that game. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, those were the days. Mario Brothers, it came out like in the 80s.
So C was never much of a gamer.
Mm-mm. No, we didn't have video games growing up. No, we didn't.
It's so foreign to me to think. Like, you think it's because it was just you and your sister?
Probably. I mean, but I don't know.
You think it's also because maybe y'all lived out in the country?
I think so.
Y'all weren't city folk?
I can't remember if my...
That's true.
You know what? My cousins did have video games. So maybe it was just like my parents deciding not to, you know, expose us to video games. I don't know.
Because they kept y'all busy with like sports.
Yeah, we were always outside. We were always at my grandma's house.
That's what we did. Like, I play a lot of video games too, but like, we got an Atari, but we wouldn't play all the time. And then
I
stopped playing games
systems.
When I was like 12.
Yeah.
No, we played all.
No, we did. No. We still do. Shoot.
I don't.
You're fucking 48, still playing games, man. You got a fucking problem, bro. Get off your ass and support your family.
No, man. Actually,
if you're at home playing video games and your wife's working, you are the bitch.
Yeah.
Get up and do something.
So I haven't touched like console in a while, and I just recently, it's only to play with my nephew. And so I was recently playing Gran Turismo 5, and you have to get like your licenses. And I was like, was it GT5? I think it's GT. I don't know, I even know what version it is now.
Like
it might
your
be 6
driver's
or 7.
License in the game?
Yeah, like in order to do some races, you have to get a license. Oh. And you can get a bronze or gold or silver. And I'm a perfectionist, so like I still haven't been able to play online with him because I refuse to like just settle for a bronze medal.
Oh,
like,
my God, dude.
So I have all of them done except one final race to get the gold, and I'm stuck on it. And so
you can't get it.
I haven't been trying like that often, but every time I do, I don't get it and I get pissed. I'm like, fuck this game. So yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Galaga machine. That's what I want.
How much is it?
Dude, like $4.99, $5.99.
No, I remember my cousin had that one with a duck hunt.
Duck
where
hunt.
You had
you had to shoot
the ducks.
Yeah.
That's the Nintendo.
And the dog would laugh at you.
That was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Did you cheat and go put the gun to the screen, like point blank? Yeah, you did. Of course you did. We all did.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Who didn't?
Yeah, I did.
Guilty.
I was sad when we had to leave.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Like, so my uncle got us the Nintendo, the first NES, what, 92, 93?
92, I think.
I think it was like only a few years after 90? It came out.
92?
Was it 90, 91? I know we were really little. Mm-hmm. And this is so funny because at the time, Bubbles and I shared a bedroom. So we would be like sleeping in our room. And my dad comes, like kicks the door in. Oh, my God. we got to this new level that we've never seen before. What? Yeah, him and my mom would be up.
So they
and
were he's playing.
Yes, yeah, he would be playing. He's getting further in the game while we're sleeping, yeah. And then he's all excited. I got to tell the kids, and we're like, "What? What?" And he's
we're
like, "Yeah,
the dragon.
We're in this castle thing, and it's black and white, and all this." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, well, let's go see." And he's like, "No, no, no, go back to bed." What the?
Yeah, he'll
like,
wake up and make you go back to sleep.
Tease.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? We did have computer games. We played games to the computer.
Like Oregon Trail?
No, not Tetris. At school.
Tetris was on the computer.
Wait, no. Minesweeper?
On the Mac.
Oh, yeah, mine, yeah.
No, like when we had a Tom and Jerry. They had a Tom and Jerry game, like a computer game.
Really?
Yeah. What?
What year was this?
I don't know.
Because this had to have been way after like...
Like 90s? Late 90s? Well, probably early 2000s?
Like late 90s.
When did computers come out?
Early 2000s? And then late 90s? Wait.
That's a very good question because computers came out a long ass time ago. But
like 96, 97, 98. Because
we had computer labs when we were in elementary school, but the games
but
were
But they weren't
shit.
Like... Yeah. They're, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how cool was Tom and Jerry on the computer?
Well, I mean, from not having any... You know, anything else to compare it to? I thought it was pretty cool.
What did you do in the game? Describe it to me. Because I'm trying to think, is this like
remember.
Like early 90s?
I vaguely remember that.
Or like late 90s?
It had to have been late 90s.
So it was a little more advanced.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't too bad.
So yet. I do okay. remember the computers in the computer lab in like elementary.
Right.
Yeah, those basic ones.
So this is probably
the
like
the basic
ones, middle school,
dot,
high school.
They only had the dot, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Snake.
Probably. Yeah, Snake and all that. It's just like on the
probably dot. Okay, so this was probably a more advanced computer game then.
Yeah, it had to have been like early 2000s or something. Yeah, because I remember that they started putting game. Yeah, you could buy the game.
But this was at your school?
This it was at on. Home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is probably like, yeah. So if you had a computer
for home,
yeah, if you had a computer in your home, then are we talking like AOL Instant Messenger days?
Sure.
Like early 2000s,
yeah. Chat room,
99, 2000, 2001, yeah.
It's probably late 90s.
Yeah, because I got my first computer was like in 99, 2000.
Dang.
It was an HP desktop.
We had a couple computers.
Yeah, that's how I used to download the music.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a shit.
Bro, you remember how long you had Napster. To sit to download shit? Oh, shit. Dude, even a picture. You'd sit there. It'd be all fuzzy, and then it would start pixelating less and less and get more clear.
Then MySpace. You get MySpace. Oh, put your own song.
So there was a Tom and Jerry game in the 90s.
Yeah, uh-huh. I remember.
Yeah, it was Tom and Jerry Yankee Doodle's Catastrophe.
Does that sound right?
It was released for the PC in 1990. Remember.
Look, it looked like this.
It was a DOS game.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Let me see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's a DOS game.
Yeah, that was a DOS game.
That's nice. You know what? That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I sucked at it, you know? My sister and my dad, they got to, like, the highest level, but
I don't remember that. I remember the Oregon Trail games.
Yeah.
And damn, Sarah always got... Typhoid.
Dude, I wish I'll have to do an episode where I bring some typhoid. And I remember shooting 25,000 pounds of beef or a bison, but I could only bring back 2,000 of it. And I'm like, clear that land out, shoot, overkill.
Isn't there like a game for the iPhones now?
Probably.
I think there's
for
a game.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
For Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
you can download it.
So
yeah.
This was like in, what, computers in school is where you played Oregon Trail?
Yeah, it was like
the Oregon Trail. Okay, Oregon Trail was
Apple computers.
And that we're talking like early 90s when Oregon Trail was on the Macs and stuff that you could play.
I don't remember Oregon Trail.
Because it would be like a floppy disk. The wide floppy disk and then the little 3.5-inch floppies, but yeah.
I remember an elephant named Petunia, and you had to solve like
what?
Yeah, I don't know if you had to solve like math problems, but you had to solve something like to save her from.
What class was this?
You are white.
This was the computer class.
This is the game you have on your phone right now.
Right. I was playing last week.
No, I don't. I don't know why I remember that. Yeah.
Well, probably because that's so weird. Yeah. Petunia the elephant.
Yeah, that's probably why I remembered it. No, you had to solve. I think it was math problems or something.
So it was like a learning game. From
drowning or something.
Yeah, it sounds like some magic school bus.
I remember doing the one at mom's when she would have to go to school get ready for school class or whatever, and she would have like Carmen Sandiego, Lemmings
was fun.
Yeah, like
there were Master Blaster was
yeah
that one?
That's what we would play while she was like setting up her classroom and stuff like that.
Oh man, we got to talk about all of that too in another episode. Yeah. I think computer games would be a good one because so many of us played them, and there was all the freebies that would come with like a new computer, and it'd be like, oh, it comes with all these games, and a lot of them are solitaire. Trash. Man, all right. Well, this has been a fun first episode, kind of getting to introduce ourselves and just talking about, you know, different things growing up in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I definitely would say for our viewers, if this was, you know, fun and interesting and kind of giving you some of that nostalgic feeling, please follow us for more. We will have many, many episodes planned, and we'll kind of stick on specific topics instead of kind of bouncing all over like we did today. But this was just fun to break the ice and introduce you to the crew here. We hope that we will see you at the next episode. Until then.
Bye.
It's been fun.
Bye.
Back in the day. See y'all later.